What's good, y'all? You got another episode of King's Landing here. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Jared King. Follow me at _ _TheKing_ on Twitter. And my brother, Brian, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. And for more sports podcasts, go ahead and follow the Barber's Chair Network on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. And visit the BCNet.com. You already know, Falcons lost Thursday night football. Nail biter, 25-15. Falcons taken down by P.J. Walker, Deontay Foreman. It was a rain game. Hurricane Nicole was rolling through there. You know, it wasn't the best conditions. But I think we all saw the very worst of the – I don't know if it's the very worst, but we saw one of the worst parts of the Marcus Mariota roller coaster. Calls for a new quarterback are loud and clear. I mean, you know, we've had that conversation plenty of times, and we'll definitely get into it. Mariota had probably threw five interceptable passes. Only one was actually intercepted, but, you know, we've seen the infamous Mariota on his back throwing the ball, meme, still photo. I mean, it took 30 seconds for it to be memed. It was rough, brother. It was rough. I mean, neither of us expected it. We were like, okay, Panthers just got boat raised by the Bengals. And, you know, we felt pretty confident. You go in there, get back to 500, get back to 5-5, and they laid, geez, the biggest egg. That's probably the biggest egg of Arthur Smith's tenure. Like, they put up 0 points against the Patriots, but that was a good team. They got beat pretty good against the Cowboys, but that was a good team. This is a bad Panthers team, and they struggled all game.
Yeah, it was bad, brother. Toilet bowl game. It's about the equivalent when the juice from the greens hit your fried chicken. In that game, it was gross, and it was slow. What was the score at halftime? Like 3-0?
You were losing.
Absolutely.
Losing. It was 13-3 at halftime.
13-3. And then 6-6 for us, for both sides. That was gross. But, yeah. Like I said last episode, brother, I don't know what they're going to do. Because Mariota, just like you said, if this ain't the worst, what are we playing for? If this is what we have to – if we're going to take this into the playoffs – what are we playing for?
I don't know. I think my thing is, and we've talked about it, barring injury, you just don't bench quarterbacks when you're in contention. We on the edge of – at this point, Mariota has to win out. He got to win the next three games to keep him in playoff contention. If he loses one or two more games, he's going to the bench. Like, it's really that simple.
It's crazy how we're in contention and would draft at number 12 overall today.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, like even when you're like, oh, draft position, bro, I'm not even worried about that. Like right now, you still, it's all right. Like they're fine. We took AJ Terrell at 14. Like I'm not too worried, but it's like you bench, you got all these vets, you got all these grown men in the locker room fighting for their, you know, NFL careers, fighting for jobs, and you want to bench the starting quarterback for a rookie. And if Desmond Ridder, like, and that's the thing, Falcons very well could go 7-10. That means you only win three more games for the rest of the season. If they go 7-10, if you would have told people back in June, July, August, the Falcons are going to win seven games, folks would have said, what? I don't think we're going to win that many games. So it's like, on one hand, you got that. And then on the other hand, if Desmond Ridder comes out and starts the rest of the season and only wins three games, then what do you learn about him? Like, you're like, I don't know. So
he's a winner. I just want to see.
I think it's just a catch 22. I think that's really what it is, where it's like, this is Mariota's team until it was playoffs or bust for Mariota. And
Brennan busted. He would have lost against the Panthers at home.
Yeah.
This was trash.
But I think that's
Kyle Pitts got 8 targets and 2 catches.
But that's what it is. That's what
you
they
mean to tell
for.
Me. You don't think Ridder can best that?
I ain't say that. I said
Ridder will bring back will bring back Kyle Pitts superpowers like December, like it's December 21st of 2020.
When's the last time a team in playoff contention benched their starting quarterback?
We ain't never seen this Falcons team either. And the fact that we actually have hope this deep into the season shows, and everybody knows, that we need to switch the quarterback. It's not that hard, brother. His days are done. He is cooked. He is cooked.
That's the thing. I'm not caping for Mariota. It doesn't happen. The last time it happened was in 2000.
You know how Shaq say barbecue chicken? Just wet fried chicken.
It just doesn't. You don't have pressure. Gross. Like,
you just let it sit in the juice.
I don't see it really happening. And so it's just one of those things where it's like they knew what they signed up for. Arthur Smith really doesn't care about all the noise on the outside. He's not going to start a quarterback controversy, you know. And I don't kind of blame him. Like I even said,
what kind of controversy you gonna have starting Ritter over this?
But like I kind of said on Twitter, I was like, you even got
less than 200 yards in a game. Like, but it ain't nothing that you winning over this.
But you got they not building this season really don't matter in the grand scheme of things. Like,
so what are we doing? Why don't we just do the tank job? Why are we playing these folks?
Culture building.
Building to suck again.
I think, in my opinion, from jump, Mariota, like they're going to take these swings at these reclamation projects. And I said this on Twitter, is you saw it with Cordero, number one. He's the one end of the spectrum where it's like you took a player who bounced around the league and now is a star as a quote-unquote reclamation project. I mean, I don't think that's the best way to put it, but I'd lump him in that category because he was a one-year contract player. And then you got Mariota, who is the other who's the other end of the spectrum, where it's like they're going to swing on these one-year lotto tickets, and you're not going to hit on all of them. You know, they did it with Lorenzo Carter. They did it, you know, with a number of players. And so I think that's all it is, where it's like, look, if you want to be a reclamation project and you come to Atlanta, you're going to get a fair shake. We ain't going to just bring you here, give you 4 or 6 games, and then sit you for the rookie.
Yeah, your teammates, though, not going to be too fond of you because then you'll see what you do in practice.
It is what it is. Like, I don't think they got much of a locker room issue. I don't think they got much of a culture issue. Like, I think that's just all it is. It's like, look, we gave Mariota the keys. Mariota got the keys until we're not in contention. And then once we're not in contention, that's when you turn your eyes to the next season. Like, it's no point in punting. Like, well, yeah, I don't think the season matters, but ain't no point in punting. So I think just losing to the Panthers is just rough. Like, losing back-to-back games, it was always going to be ugly. Like, you can't lose back-to-back games, but if you lose back-to-back games in a 4-day span, it's like, bro, we lost some bullshit to the Chargers. Like, that was a winnable game, but it was one of those ones where it's like, okay. Like, how we lost, it was just a bunch of wild shit that happened in that game.
Chargers at least a respectable team. The Panthers suck. Like,
mad losing to the Chargers, but you lose to the Panthers. It's like, Panthers are downright bad. That's the bottom of the division, and you looked helpless for parts of that game, solely at quarterback. But
you're saying don't switch out the quarterback.
But your center hiking the ball into the ground. How many of those snaps did Mariota have to pick up off the ground because Drew Dahlman wasn't getting him the ball? How many times did Mariota get? Arthur Smith said it. Bro was hike the ball. I'm having to get it up off the turf. I look up and Kobe Gossett gets plain beat. And now Mariota's running for his life. Ritter ain't changing that game. He's not throwing those dumb passes. But I do agree. The defense gave up.
Period. You can leave it right there. Like, don't nobody want to see that. Don't nobody want to play with that.
The defense gave up 32 yards rushing on the ground. P.J. Walker only threw for 100 yards, and we got beat by 10.
Yes, because you got owned on defense because you couldn't move the ball.
Them not stopping the run, they couldn't stop the run the first game. That wasn't a matter of Mariota.
Yeah, but you're having a terrible quarterback, and you can't stop the run. That don't help the matters.
I mean,
you can't get the ball to your receivers.
it is what it is.
At least put somebody in that could at least throw the ball, that can get the ball to the receivers.
I just don't see how that changes the game. Like the defense.
I do.
Desmond Ridder is not stopping the Falcons defense from giving up 400 yards rushing to the Panthers in two games.
Mariota is stopping them from putting points on the board.
I'm not capable for Mariota. It's three phases to the game.
So are you going to say you're not capable for Mariota, but then you argue Desmond Ridder against Desmond Ridder?
The defense gave up 400 yards rushing.
So if you know you have a sorry defense, you have to combat that with a good quarterback
okay. That
has weapons. I don't care who you are. If you in the NFL, you should be able to utilize Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And I don't care if Cordell Patterson does touch the ball six times. You should be able to win with that, period. And that's what the fans are saying. We in the Southeast. We know football, and this ain't it. And we know we have a ball watching this foolishness in the rain, not getting a snap. He could at least get a couple of snaps. Like, this ain't like this man is solidified in this position. He ain't going to be here for more than 3 years, so what we doing? Like, at least he could pop, and then we'd be like, all right, Mariota, that's it. That's it for you. At least keep it competitive at the quarterback position. This is foolish.
So let's say you got three games. They're not benching Mariota, so we don't even have to argue about it.
They need to.
They're not benching Mariota. You got the Bears, Commanders, Steelers up next. If they go 3-0 in that three-game stretch, and they 7-6 going into the bye week, you still benching Mariota?
I don't see Mariota carrying the team to that record.
That's fair enough.
Even with a Robert Quinnless Bears team, Mariota is not going to outduel Justin Fields. The doggone Commanders are beating the Eagles right now on Monday Night Football. That's enough for me. And the Steelers are the Steelers, AFC team, AFC North. And even currently at 3-6, they will still beat these Falcons, what we just saw on Thursday. So you're not going to put somebody in there that could be more competitive. Based on what we see, this is like Russell Wilson out in Denver. We done seen probably the last of Russell Wilson too. They don't want to admit it, but they wasting everybody's time.
See, that's a worse situation. That's why.
But we can fix it. They can't do nothing. They stuck.
I'm not too pressed about it. I think Mariota got. I said either they start Ridder with this 10 days that they had, or the bye week is your next checkpoint. If they're not doing it now. And their reasoning is because we are in contention. I mean, I get it. Because you mess around, put Desmond Ridder in. Let's say Mariota goes 1-2 in these next three games. And Desmond Ridder goes 1-2 in these next three games. It's like, then the story is the Falcons were on the fringe of playoff contention. And they chose to put their rookie in. And the rookie knocked them out of playoff contention. No head coach going to put I'm not doing that as a head coach. So I get that. It's just, it's a lot of noise. It's a rebuilding year. Falcons won four games. My sentiment has not changed.
Falcons still in second place in the division. That's the difference.
Yeah. And so it's like
play. And the difference has been Mariota with those losses.
But the team's got to play better, man. The O-line got abused.
Yeah, but if your team ain't playing better, your quarterback got to play better first. That don't matter.
I'm not caping for him. I'm just saying. As a whole, they're not going to win these games even if Mariota plays better. The O-line can play just as bad as they played. It ain't going to matter because Mariota only thrown the ball 20 times. Like, yeah, he just threw it 30 times in this game, but you're not
going to – throwing the ball. It's not just throwing the ball 20 times. He's throwing the ball too conservative.
Yeah,
he's way too conservative.
But it got you
– we're going to be sorry, at least be aggressive and sorry.
It got you four wins. It got you to 4-4. You know, you lost the past two games. You lost to the Chargers in a game that you could have won, and then you just got beat by the Panthers, which is ugly. And so it's literally Mariota either needs to bounce back or he's getting benched. Like it's really that. But you know, for me, it's like the Falcons got decent weapons in the passing game that Mariota is not capable of attacking with. I mean, Heineke's out here putting the ball on their numbers. Mariota doesn't do that. So it's like that's easy to point to, but it's like the offensive line is not Kobe Goss is bad. Drew Dahlman's bad. Caleb McGarry can't pass block. Like, you still got three bad O-linemen in pass protection and a skittish quarterback who can't really read what he's read the coverages that he's seeing. So it's like it's a rough mix that you got there. They got elite rushing tack. We're going to go for it. But once they get behind, Mariota couldn't even get you competitive in a 10-point deficit at halftime. So it's like, and I said last episode, I'm not caping for Arthur Smith. If they lose and you don't bench Mariota, I ain't defending them. You see, I ain't defended them once. I get it because you're in playoff contention. That's really it. And nobody in 22 seasons, you've never seen it happen. So it's like, I get it. 22, but,
yeah, and since 66, you ain't never seen the Falcons win a Super Bowl. You better do something.
So, but the defense, you got ran over for 60 minutes. They had no answer for the Panthers rushing attack that they seen 10 days ago. They had just saw that offense. They had just saw that offense had just put up 30 plus points on them, should have beat them. And they came out flat. They came out just as flat. Like, if it's anything, that Panthers loss is a coaching loss. Like, O-line wasn't ready. Offense wasn't ready. Defense wasn't ready. Like, nobody was ready. Like, they just thought, okay, Panthers suck. We just beat them. We'll beat them again. And Steve Wilks had them boys ready to go. And Falcons caught a smooth L to the face. And now you see the fallout of it. So, I mean, you got the Bears coming up. Bears basically spent the first half of their season with this talk. It was like, we're failing Justin Fields. We ain't doing nothing right. And Bears have put up 30 points, basically. They averaging 30 points per game the last three games. And if defense ain't careful, Justin Fields might set a rushing record on them in the bins just to make them feel stupid for not taking him over Kyle Pitts.
And you still won't play Desmond Ridder. What you think the fans are gonna say watching that, sitting in the stands? We've been asking for him for weeks.
Oh, they're gonna boo Mariota if they lose.
Yeah, it's gonna be before it's gonna be as they are losing.
Yeah, I mean, assuming as they're losing will be a loss. But if Mariota comes out there plays a good game, y'all ain't gonna boo. Y'all will be like, I mean, okay, finally. But
this is like watching Matt Ryan all over again.
I don't know, man.
Why are we protecting these old quarterbacks?
So you don't think we got a chance against the Bears?
Mariota, no. Mariota can't do nothing.
Full stop.
Mariota is cooked. Mariota will not win another Player of the Week award. Mariota's days as a productive quarterback in the NFL are done. That's what I'm saying.
Full stop. Well, shoot, we got resident Bears fan Dante Miles.
Going ahead. He's in there wasting time.
My guys, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
What's going on with you?
I'm good, man. I heard, you know, a little Justin Fields talk. Felt like I needed to hop on him real quick. You know what I'm saying? But to Jared's point, I was legit thinking it as you said it. Like, the way y'all looked against the run versus Carolina and the Bears having the number one rushing offense in the league. Justin is the number six rusher in the league. That's, you know, running backs included. So talking about a guy who I think he's rushed for 100 his last two games, but averaging 11 yards a clip last game. And, you know, you saw the 61-yard touchdown. And, man, you know, reaching 20 mile per hour on runs, you know. It could get ugly in the bins this week. It could really get ugly this Sunday.
I'm expecting it. He's back at home. I know he got a chip on the shoulder. I know he wanted to be a Falcon. Fans wanted him to be a Falcon. I kind of wanted him to be a Falcon. It's like it's one of those ones where it's like when Cam first came back and played in the dome against the Falcons, it's like, oh, we already know what's coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be a lot of Justin Fields jerseys in there. Like, it's going to be a lot of love. And I think, you know, like you said, he just set the record with, you know, the 178 rushing yards. I could see him going for 200, like, simply because, like, the Bears offense is still so reliant on the run. We just traded for Claypool. You know, we it's a good pickup, but at the same time, he doesn't really, you know the entire system yet. So, you know, working him into it. Mooney, I love Mooney. I know a lot of Bears fans think he's a solid number one receiver, but he's really more of a two. Mm-hmm. I think he would benefit from us having a number one so he could operate out of the slot more. I think that would really help him because, you know, he does run great routes and gets open. And so it's just a matter of him just not having really that size, in my opinion, to be a number one. So he's definitely more so a solid two. But with the Bears, all of your weapons, everything we've done over these past, like you said, we've averaged 30 the last three games, but it's all been relying on Justin Fields. It's like they finally, you know, played to his strengths. We're not going to just sit you in the pocket when we have a terrible pass blocking offensive line. That was stupid from the start. And that was the problem last year with Matt Nagy. And so, you know, you bring him on and you say, okay, we're going to play to your strengths. We move him out the pocket. We got some design runs. You saw the first play of the last game. He went for 26 yards. So, you know, him having that speed, you know, bro, was what, 6'2", 240, running a 4.3? Like, and it looks effortless. So having that type – yeah, actually, exactly. Having that type of weapon. And I think, like I told you all before we started, I think this game is – gonna be a good game, but at the same time, this is the game for next year, for 2023. Because when you look at both of these teams, got a lot of cap space, you know, you're gonna have the ability to really add to these teams, and so it's gonna be more so of a showcase. And I think that coming down, the Bears, don't get me wrong, are no juggernaut by any means. Our defense is terrible. We're gonna have to replace pretty much everybody, but they're gonna be able to put up some points in the bins on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you put up 29 against the Cowboys on the road. You put up 32 on the Dolphins with keeping pace with them. And you had the game against the Lions. You know, y'all really falconed that loss against the Lions.
Yeah. But, you know, people talk about the pick six, and, like, I get it. Obviously, you don't want him throwing the pick six. And he's had some trouble on those passes when he tries to float them. But, you know, Hutchinson, he sniffed out the screen, made him throw a bad pass. He picked six. It is what it is. But what I liked is the very next possession, he went and got it right back. That's when he had the 61-yard touchdown. So you see what he's built like. You see, you know, his team has failed him a lot in most of these, you know, fourth-quarter comeback attempts with drops from his receivers, people bobbling passes. The Cowboys game, I think that was the one where Mooney dropped the pass from the goal line. It's just week after week. You know, it's something where you see, okay, we just add here, we just add there. You start putting the weapons around them. I think it's going to be a problem, bro, because, like, you know, you said it's going to be a lot like when Cam came back to the Dome. You know, coming home, these guys from Georgia, you know, wanted to play for the Falcons and not getting that opportunity. You know, I think Kyle Pitts is dope, but at the same time, looking at where the Falcons are, and, like, they could be the Bears. And what I mean by that is you could have Arthur Smith, who's a great offensive mind, working with Justin Fields, you know, building this offense. You don't have Pitts, but you still, you know, probably would have been bad enough to draft Drake London this year. You know, so you're still adding weapons. You're bringing back Ridley. You have the potential to do something really good. You got a lot of cap space. But now, you know, it's the inverse, and it's the Bears who are in that situation. So I think, like I said, it's going to be a really good showcase game. But I don't know what y'all going to do. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not know.
We are a wild card every week, man. I tell everybody, every time I go to the bar, I'm like 60 minutes of entertainment with these Falcons. I mean, shoot, even against the Panthers, we looked like ass for 45 minutes and we still had a chance late to win the game. And it's just, it's always random. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Fields runs for 200 yards. He's not throwing. Like, I got to say, when I watch him, the warts of the one read or lack of read of comfort of him reading the field is there. Like, but it's like part of it is like, all right, it's his second year in the league, and he wasn't even set up. Like, bro was not set up year one to do anything. Like, they had that man looking like a bust year one. And like you said, now year two, they finally halfway through the season are like, all right, cool, he can run. Like, let's leave. It's like I feel like somebody watched Jalen Hurts and the Eagles one Sunday and was like, how about we just run some of these plays?
Yeah, well, no, what they actually said was they said they've been taking plays from the Baltimore Ravens playbook. Like they said, flat out design runs. And I will say this, you know, because I've been, like, you know, watching, you know, every play these last couple of weeks. And so he's getting a lot better with going through his reads, going through his progressions. And I think a lot of that's come with him trusting the offense and knowing that they trust him to make the right play. I think that was maybe one play on Sunday where he did like an unnecessary spin, ended up getting sacked. But other than that, he's been really poised, under control, understanding the situations. Like, he's been calling out blitz packages. I know we remember last year when he got smacked by Myles Garrett in Cleveland. You know, he just completely didn't call the blitz out. But you've seen him picking up the blitzes, calling, shifting the offensive line, just really taking control of the offense. So, I mean, like you said, it's going to take time. But you could definitely see, like you said, but I do think he's beating the bad quarterbacks from Ohio State allegations right now, you know.
He's holding them off.
And I think, you know, another game, because, like, well, he threw for two, he passed for two. I mean, he threw for two, he ran for two, he had to pick six. But I think another good game this Sunday, and then, you know, you're really going to have a lot of people still, you know, starting to say what they've already said. It's just, you know, damn, we really passed on probably the next really good quarterback in the league. Because you see it all, bro. Like, he has the tools. He's as fast as Lamar. He's as big as Cam. You know, he's starting to throw the ball more. You know, this Sunday he was 12 of 20. So, you know, he's actually starting to throw the ball more and really do his thing. And so as we add more weapons, you'll see more of that. I do got to apologize to Cole Kmet. I was calling him garbage for, like, the last 2 years. But he's finally being utilized. And, you know, Getsy, I think the way you all have Arthur Smith, I don't think Eberflus is going to make it. I'm not going to lie to you. I think with a guy like Getsy, the offensive mind he is, and, you know, now you start to see the chemistry that he and Jester have, they're not going to let him walk out the building. I don't think they can afford to do that. They'll have Eberflus step over or step aside before they let him go.
That'd be smart. I mean, you see, you know, shout out Matt Ryan, but you saw it was a revolving door offensive coordinator, and that stunts a quarterback. Like, the good quarterbacks, Drew Brees was – cool until you got with Sean Payton, and it was the same offense for ever. It seemed like Brady had the same offense forever. Mahomes got the same offense. Like, you mess around and let Getsy get out the door, and Justin Fields got to learn a new offense. And I don't think it's a good thing. So yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, Brian, what do you think about Justin Fields?
I think, first of all, y'all both wouldn't bet $50 on that 200-yard miss. out of pocket. I don't know where y'all getting that from.
I just watched the Falcons run defense give up 400 yards to Deontay Foreman. You think Justin Fields ain't itching?
And the Bears are the number one rushing offense in the league.
Number one rushing offense in the league. These boys
$50 on it. That's all I got to say. Both of y'all.
I'm glad
y'all
that you're confident.
Y'all talking crazy. Y'all wouldn't put 50 on that.
Hey, what'd you say? Mariota is still the quarterback. The Bears are going to have the ball for 40 minutes of this game.
No, I put 50 on 150.
No, you said 200. You ain't say nothing about no 150.
I put 50 on 150.
Out of pocket. He done ran for 147 and what? What was the second one? Like 170?
Yeah.
Keep going on that against us?
He had 142 this week, and he had 178 the week before that.
You think you're going to just go to 200?
I mean, they've shown you can't stop it, and y'all can't stop the run. So, I mean.
Put 50 on it. It lines up, don't it?
We'll talk off screen. We'll talk off screen.
We gotta talk off screen. It's barbershop. It's gonna be a little bit more competitive than that. Yeah, y'all only won what, 3 games?
Yeah. They've been in all of them.
No, don't get me wrong. We ain't just pie all the way. We ain't still in second place. So, you know, you still coming down to the A, even though we might be a little lighter in the pans because we gotta sit and watch Mariota. As a fan base, but it's gonna be competitive. Y'all, he not just about to just run all over us like that. We not that sorry, but and y'all offensive line ain't that good. So,
what do you think about his progression as a quarterback overall, though?
About who?
I said, what do you think about his progression overall, though? You know, as the season is going on.
They got pieces around them. I still haven't seen him throw the ball enough to put him up there in the upper echelon. He can run the ball. We knew that though. And now you got Claypool on the edge blocking. That's the reason why he came in. So it's they're obviously designing the offense around them. And like you said, Cole Kmet has always, you know, had the potential. Now they're using him, finally. I hate to say it, but it looks like we're literally taking a page out of their playbook with Kyle Pitts. So I just want to see Justin Fields throw the ball and just unlock himself. But he won't have an opportunity this year, I don't think. He's going to be 2002 Mike Vick this year, second half.
I think he's Jalen Hurts.
People keep saying that, bro. I think he's way better than Jalen Hurts.
Not in terms of talent, but like progression. Like how you
okay.
saw.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what you're saying. The end of last year, where it was like, okay, Jalen. Okay, like maybe like we gonna give him a chance, and they flooded him with talent, and now it's like Jalen Hurts. I mean, shoot, they just lost, but it's like, you know, they undefeated through 8 games. Everybody's like, oh, Jalen Hurts MVP, blah 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 blah. Like I could see. You know, the Bears going out and saying, "Who, whatever receiver want to come to Chicago, we writing a check." Like,
yeah,
because like, man. You said, you get a real one. You still got Claypool on his rookie contract for what, 2 more seasons, right?
We got one more season, 2023.
One more season, yeah. This one the next year, and you got Mooney. And like, I think at that point, you get an alpha one to open things up. I think that'll get. I mean, look at what it did for Tua. Tua out there Tua ain't a better quarterback, but Tua got Tyreek scaring defenses. He's got Jalen Waddle scaring defenses, and all they're doing is running flies and then come back to an underthrown ball because Tua ain't getting it out there to him.
Yeah, I think they could – they might, like, you know, they steal a lot of plays from Baltimore. They might try to run a more 2 tight end set, so I could see them going after Dallas Schultz. I highly doubt Jerry lets him out the building. Mm-hmm. Out there in Dallas, but that's a guy I could see them going out and throwing some bread at him because, you know, you're looking at a team, like we said, I know the Bears are definitely top 3 and they might be number 1 in salary cap for next season. And y'all are right behind us. So, it's going to be a lot of money spent. I do think they may look at Orlando Brown because you gotta shore up that offensive line.
Yeah.
If you get a, you know, you're going to have a lot of draft capital. I do think, depending, like, I see the Bears winning maybe 2 more games this season. Like at this point, I'm at the point I don't want them to do what the Falcons always do and get, you know, be mediocre and then fall in the draft. And not because getting a top pick guarantees you that you get a great player. But I do think the polls are the mindset this year where if they get a top 3 pick, don't be surprised if the Bears trade back to get more picks. Because we have so many holes. And when you have so many holes, you want to fill them, you know, as cheaply as possible. But you also know you have to spend big on certain areas. And you're talking about the team that needs, like I said, you need a left tackle. You need an interior lineman. You need another cornerback because Jalen Johnson has been getting fucking cooked. And I really don't think he's the number one. You need 2 linebackers because you traded Roquan.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of needs on this team. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. But it's going to be interesting going into the offseason.
Yeah. And you're not spending $100 million in one offseason. Like, they probably spend that.
Yeah.
You probably go out and spend about 50, 60, you know, roll some over because you know you got some contracts coming up, you know, keep that flexibility. I could see that. I could see that happening. So, all right. So you've been through the bottom with Justin Fields and now you coming out. You on the upslope.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts? On Mariota and Ridder.
My thing with the Falcons is you need to see what you got with Ridder. So, like, I know with Mariota, it's all one thing I've told, like, we talked about sports together for years. And one thing y'all know about me is I don't do the fucking what ifs. I hate what ifs. What have you actually done? Like, so, Jared, you've been big on, well, if Mariota, you know, if we put him in this situation, that situation, but what he's shown you through these 8 games is that doesn't matter. Like, he's still Marcus Mariota. Like, he's going to make those mistakes. He's going to throw those terrible picks. He's going to fumble the ball, you know. You're going to have the same issues you've had with Marcus Mariota since he got in the league. He is who he is. I know we see Geno out there in Seattle doing a little bit, but no. People usually are who they are. They've shown you that. So my whole thing is, with the money you all have, see what you got with Ridder just in case you may want to go out and say, all right, we're going to spend a little bit on a veteran quarterback because we're closer than what we think. Because if Ridder getting there and they moving and they shaking, you know what I'm saying, then you can say, oh, okay, well, we just need defense, figure out, but like, wait and wait and wait, and then when you finally do play Ridder, you find out he trashed too. Then it's almost a back to the drawing board thing because that's one thing we've seen. You know, like I've been in Atlanta since 07, so that middle of the pack wild card team, first round exit, that's the worst place you want to be in football. Like that's no man's land. So you want to figure that out. So my whole thing with Mariota is, like, you know what you got. So, like, nah. Like, sit him down, you know, show him how to be, you know, show Ridder how to be a professional, you know, get him in a QB room, going through tape, doing all that. But as far as actually playing, I don't think Mariota should be playing at all.
Hey,
at look, all.
My thing is, I don't disagree. All I'm saying is, at this point, Mariota got to win the next three games to keep his job. I don't see that happening. So I think you're going to get a look at Ridder, because at this point, if they were 5-5, you still pacing with the Bucs. But at 4-6, and what they showed the last 2 weeks, teams got 8 weeks of film on this team. They know how they want to get after the Falcons. And so I think the pressure just gets higher on Mariota to play clean football, and we know he can't do that. So my if is literally, this is the only way that we don't see Desmond Ridder. And all three of us agree, Mariota not going to go out there and play clean football for 3 weeks. He's gonna turn the ball over. He's going to make mistakes. The ceiling of the offense is effectively limited because of him. And so I think naturally he's going to play himself to the bench. And I think that's they're just letting that happen.
Why are we wasting that time? If we know that's the outcome.
I ain't the coach, man. I ain't the GM. I ain't the one who set the roadmap.
It doesn't make sense.
Because my thing was like, one thing I do like that the Bears are doing, like, we know we're going to be asked this year. So, like, on defense, all of our young players are playing. Like, we need to see what we got with you. We're not going to sit you down and like, oh, well, let's try to piece this together and make a wild card run.
Yeah.
Fuck all that. At this point, the Bears, every week, the best case scenario for the Bears is Justin puts up 30 and we lose the game. Every week. That's every what time. I want to see every week.
We don't even get 30 and we lost. We get 12. and more confusion. Why are we doing this with 12?
No, I think Desmond Ridder is their guy. Like, I don't think the Falcons got a quarterback question internally. I think they know. I think it's just this is what they signed up for. Whether we agree or we disagree, we here now. So I think that's just the show is gonna go on until Falcons are 4-7 or 5-8 or something, where it's like, all right, Falcons are mathematically eliminated. And Arthur Smith's going to have a press conference, or his presser on Wednesday is going to be Desmond Ridder is going to be starting the rest of the season. So,
yeah. Cheeks.
No, definitely.
And you're going to get 3 games. You're going to get what? No, you're going to get 4 games. He's going to play against the Saints, the Ravens, the Cardinals, the Bucks to end the season.
How many more home games do we have?
I don't know, man. Pull up the schedule. Go ahead, call it.
Mm-hmm. But ain't nobody going to be at those games. There's gonna be a bunch of visitors. Ain't nobody watching.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a Bears home game on Sunday. Y'all know that, right?
Oh yeah. I'm just to see Justin Fields. I'm not going to watch Mariota.
Y'all gonna be in the silent camp.
Y'all had a fire. Y'all did that. What was that? 2016, 2015.
What was it? Yeah, we did that with Jay Cutler. What you think we gonna do with Justin Fields in that thing? Half of Kennesaw gonna be in that bitch with the Justin Fields jersey on.
UGA fans gonna be in there with them barking for him. First down, Bears.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Yeah, but I know y'all do y'all score predictions and over unders. I'm gonna give you my score prediction. And I'm gonna bounce. Let y'all finish up.
You sound a real disrespectful leading into that.
I mean, I told you the man was gonna run for 200, so you know the shit is gonna get wild. But I do think it's I'm gonna say 35-21 Bears. I think
get off my episode.
y'all can't stop the run. I think the Bears, like I said, one thing they have been able to do all season is run the ball really well. I think Getsy is really getting comfortable and starting to call more plays. And you know, for Justin, this is his third offense in 3 years, you know, going from O State to Nagy to now Getsy and Eberflus. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, as he gets more comfortable, I know a lot of the one, I think that's why more of the one read talk is going away, because as he gets more comfortable in the office, now he can say, yeah, okay, I can sit here. Okay, boom, that's not there. That's not there. Let me go here. And so I think the way you all have played, God bless Grady, man, but y'all, the defense been getting destroyed. And I think you're going to get more of that this weekend. Like I said, if it turns into a shootout, who do I trust, Justin Fields or Marcus Mariota? I'm going to go with Fields. And I know, granted, you're going to say, well, he running the ball most of the time. Yeah, that's true, but I trust him over Marcus Mariota. Like,
all right.
So that's mine. Hey,
What's the over under is 50. So you said 35, 21.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 56. So you're taking the over.
Yeah, I think go. I know it's gonna be some points, but our defense is trash now. So like y'all might get 20, 24, 28. Like y'all the defense is bad, and like I said, Jalen Johnson, our number one corner, he's slow as hell. So I don't expect him to contain Drake. But can Marcus get Drake the ball? The answer is probably no.
We're gonna find out. I mean, AJ's supposed to be back this week. So if AJ's back, we at least get a CB1 to put on Chase Claypool or Mooney. I don't know if they're gonna play matchup or just size, but at least we get him back. Cause bro, we've been trying out Cornell Armstrong. You might as well put the three of us out there at corner.
Yeah, no, shit got bad out there for him. Shit got bad out there for bro.
I don't know. I don't see him putting up 35, not because they can't, but y'all the games y'all have put up, they've been passing offenses. Like you got the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Lions. We're gonna run the ball. This game's gonna be over in like it's gonna be like a soccer match. Like I don't think
it's gonna be rolling.
Yeah, like I don't think either team is gonna have enough time to even score 30 plus points. But I mean, if it's a team that's gonna do it, it's gonna be y'all because we've done it one time all season. So it's not gonna be the Falcons putting up 30 points. So
yeah. Hey, but no, I appreciate y'all boys having me on. I'm gonna let y'all wrap this thing up. Y'all hold it down.
Hell, you already know we're gonna take it on now.
Mm-hmm. And Dirty Bird all over them Bears.
All right, over unders. You already know how we wrapping up. 50 point over under. No. Mariota
against a sorry defense too.
Two turnovers over under.
Over. Real fast.
You giving him what?
He is shook.
Two picks.
You finna hear these boos in the stadium. He gonna know what it's like. What Matt Ryan was feeling last year at the end of towards his end of his tenure, he gonna be feeling that same thing.
We gonna see.
I either thought y'all fans, loved me.
The fans are gonna boo Mariota
last team. Month. All and right, it got so cold outside.
We got what else? We got Mariota 200 yards passing, over under.
Over just because I think it reverts to the mean and he'll throw for 208.
I don't know. I guess. I think Jaquan Brisker, Eddie Jackson gonna spook him. Like if he wasn't comfortable throwing against the Browns. I know Dante said their defense is bad, but Mariota don't
have
a choice. He threw the ball 30 times and didn't have 200 yards against the Panthers. I don't know. I don't know if Mariota's throwing for 200, but so all right.
I think Drake London gets loose if he can stay healthy.
Okay.
Because Bristol gonna have his hands full. I'm not even about to say it anymore. We at the world knows they need to get Kyle Pitts into some better pass catching positions, but you know, that's where we at now.
Well, they got Kyle Pitts is leading the league in the most off target throws in his direction at 30%. My man can get open and still has a 2-3 shot, even if he's wide open of the ball getting to him. So yeah. I mean, Brisker and Eddie Jackson, like I like him at safety, but you give Roquan away. You clearly playing the long term game. You know, you trotting out you at linebacker at this point. I mean, I think they could be all right. Like I think it'll be close. I mean, it's not like the Bears have stopped anybody. Like Dante makes a good point. Like Cowboys put up 50, Dolphins put up 35, Lions put up 31. But
and how many do we put up?
I'm gonna say 27. I'm gonna say the Falcons win 27-21 type. I can see that. I can see that comfortably. Maybe 24-21, 27-20. I don't think either team breaks 30 points. Falcons got 10 days to prep. I'm banking on coaching on this one. And they're at home. I don't see a three-game skid. I don't see the Bears putting up 30-plus points, even with Mario.
You see the Falcons win?
Well, yeah, I see a Falcons win. Like, even with the defense. Like, I think our defense matches up decently well, similar to the first Panthers game. It's just the Panthers got a much better defense than the Bears. If the Bears had the Panthers defense and Justin Fields, I think it's a loss all day. But
here's what I found.
So even Siri's like, let me find out what you're looking at.
Straight up.
Give me yours.
My score prediction?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go against the Falcons to lose this game. I think it's going to be 26-23 Falcons.
Okay. We both taking the under.
Yeah. It's too much running.
Yeah, it's too much and running.
Cool got to redeem himself, and he with the folks again. So, you know, we forgive him.
He even threw it all. They coming back 5-6 with it. See?
It's hard to say.
They keep finding ways. That's going to be the problem. It's like they gotta lose to some slaw teams over the next
picking game. At 16 again.
Yep. I mean, we got a star there last time. We pick at 8, we get Vic Beasley.
We're going to see.
Keep me in those early teens. I like the early teens, man. I'd be scared of the top 10, bro.
Midget. Straight up midget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. I'm picking that. Like, when y'all going to get somebody? But that's all good. So where we ain't going to talk about draft.
Aaron Donald, Odell Beckham, AJ Terrell. You know, we picking in that range.
You know who we go and pick?
Hey.
Exactly. The wrong person every time.
If the draft was today, what position would you go if you pick it?
We need to build the line in the trenches. We need to start in the trenches.
I'm with it, man. That's where my focus is now. I'm like, look, let's see where these warts are. Like, fix the O-line and get some meat on the D-line. Like, that's the only reason why the Eagles are always decently good to
right. Eat. That's why I wanted Jordan Davis. But, I mean, you know, he's a rookie. We haven't seen it. But give me some size so Grady can at least extend his career 2-3 years.
Yeah, y'all paid this man and then still got him 2 gap.
Get mauled. It's foolish. Jordan Davis would have been an easy selection.
Easy one. That's what my hope is. We got the money where it's like, look, I'm going to go buy. Dante brought up Orlando Brown. You get Orlando Brown to put Jake at left guard, you solve two problems at once. Jake is a left guard. I don't care what people got to say. Jake has never been a top five left tackle in the league. You put Jake at left guard, he is an all-pro. And you mess around and have Jake and Lindstrom at your guards and Orlando Brown at left tackle, and you can draft a rookie right tackle? Let McGarry walk? That's a whole different – and that's a whole different offense at that point. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Like, I ain't giving them too much heat this season, whatever. But this shit better be fixed for 23.
I need a number two as well.
A receiver, They need a blazer. They need somebody who can get down there because you see they're not sending Drake deep. So you need a two who's going to just like Devontae Smith type where it's like, y'all better – pay attention because you got London, you got Pitts. And if you sleep, look at what Demir Bird and Zacchaeus can do. You get somebody who's a legit too. So we'll see, man. I'm excited for Sunday. 10 days off. The fans are upset. I cannot wait to hear the boos. And I want to see how the team responds, man. I think they get a W. Like, they not soft.
Get them out the club, coach.
They not soft. This is not a soft team. They not some hoes trotting out there in the bins, man. I think. I'm glad the fans are pissed. I'm glad they're hearing it. Period. So, go ahead and take us home, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of King's Landing. Be sure to follow us on Patreon, on Twitter, at _triple_theKing_. And myself at KingHead57. Y'all know what it is, baby. Falcons still on top.
Rise up.